Leader of the Lassofre monitoring team, Dr. Thomas Christopher, said significant progress has been made in improving the monitoring network at Lassofre volcano.
Only one instrument has not been installed back on the volcano yet. And I think that's basically due to the fact that access to the summit is not the easiest thing right now. So they were trying to get that up with the helicopter that was here, but they only got the summit station in. But I think I'm pleased to say that we've got a seismometer and a GPS back on the summit. So that means that we can listen and see the smaller events better than we could have just after the explosions, which more or less removed everything we had on the volcano.
Dr. Christopher noted that some work has been done to make the trail leading up to the volcano less challenging, but he stressed that the terrain is still dangerous.
Up to Jacob's Well, the trail is decent enough, but above that, where you start getting onto the loose material, then it becomes a bit dangerous. And some of the areas is probably gullied out properly, so there's a bit more ravines up there as well. And the road is not too straightforward above Jacob's Well. So if you don't know where the trail should be, you probably might get lost going up there if you don't know exactly where you should be going. And he also explained to me that it's difficult to go beyond Table Rock from that side of the from the volcano, because the area next to Table Rock, the trail there, has been eroded completely. So what you've got is a very narrow, jagged ridge with cliffs on both sides. A cliff going into the crater on one side, on the right side, on the left side is a cliff going on into a valley. So, you know, if we plan to go past that area, we need to take a rope with us, and we need to be very careful because it could be quite hairy at the moment. I don't know much about what's happening on the leeward trail.
Right.
I have not been to the leeward side of the island yet. I hope to do so maybe later today or tomorrow. And hopefully I can have a chat with the people living up there, the guys, the farmers, and get an idea of what the state of the trail is. Because to be fair, the leeward trail is more useful to me than the windward trail, because the gas plume is coming off towards the west. So I was always using the leeward trail more so than the windward trail to get up to the summit.
And Dr. Christopher said new spectrometers have been acquired to further enhance the monitoring exercise at Lassofre volcano.
One of the things that I need to do, and we started doing yesterday, is to calibrate the spectrometers for the observatory, because some new spectrometers were required. And so I brought on some lamps, some calibration lamps, to help calibrate them and set them up so that they can be left here. And those are the ones that will be used permanently to measure the gas. Because up until, yesterday, all of the spectrometers that we use were borrowed from Montserrat, more or less.
Okay.
So now Lassofre Monitoring Unit has got its own spectrometers. So the main job for me here is to set them up, make sure that they're running properly, and then hand them over to Leanne Henry, who's actually measuring the gas, so she can continue that campaign. And basically, she would be involved in the calibration and the setting up of the spectrometers, so she would see how that process goes and hopefully understand what's happening.
And that is the head of the Lassofre monitoring team, Dr. Thomas Christopher. I'm Leslie DeBeek with today's Lassofre volcano update.